We are in the middle of the Mezuzah, Simen Resh Pei Vav, Halacha Gimel. It's on page 182. Again, page 182, Sif Katan Gimel. Halacha says, Beis Ha'isha U'Beis Hashutafim Chayeh B'Mezuzah. A home that is owned by a woman and a home that is owned by partners, Chayeh B'Mezuzah. Now, why would you think a home of a woman? Because women are parted from many mitzvahs. So maybe you... So we're going to discuss this. So you would think that maybe women are exempt from mezuzah. There is no difference. A woman has a full-fledged obligation in a mezuzah, and that's why, of course, if the home is owned by a woman, they are chayav in a mezuzah. The yearly... Another room that is designated for children, a playroom. In your home, are you mechuyev to put a mezuzah in a playroom, in a yeshiva katana, in all the classrooms that are for the children? Are you mechuyev to put a mezuzah? Well, you tell me there, the rabbeim also sit in the classroom the whole day. But let's say you have like a playroom where the only ones who go into this room are the children. Okay, there is no supervision. Today that's non-existent. But let's say make-believe there would be such a place where you have a room where you let the children play and it's miyuchad for the children and the adults barely ever walk in there. So maybe you can argue there's no chiv to put a mezuzah on such a room. So the answer is there is because of chinuch. Children, when they walk in the room, they should see this something called a mezuzah. A very fascinating chiddush. This is a riot to the concept of gedolim pictures. This was not true in my day. But today, any elementary school which I enter, the walls are all filled with gedolim pictures. When I was in the MTJ in the Lower East Side, there are no gedolim pictures. Rav Moshe himself was roaming the halls. It's true. I remember. Rav Moshe himself was roaming the halls. But today, you walk into all the elementary schools. I was in the Cheder. I was in Chaim Berlin Elementary School recently. I was in Tarvadas, I'm sure.
Lakewood.
I was never in the Lakewood buildings. I was in somewhere recently, in Veretsky. Veretsky, I was in not so long ago in the Shiva Katana. Where else was I? In another.
Shulamis always had pictures.
What?
Shulamis? They had in the hallway.
Yeah, so I'm saying. So they are. So it says over here that the same idea. What do the children know? They can't reach it anyway. They can't reach the mezuzah. You have to have the mezuzah. They should see the mezuzah. They should, by seeing the mezuzah, that itself is a form of chinuch. It's a raya to what they do today in the elementary schools. Chaya b'mezusharei yeshchiv l'chanchan b'mitzvah zut z'chit v'chanchan b'mitzvah zut z'chit v'chanchan b'mitzvah k'mashakot safshon, period. V'yesh l'stape k'sha yisrael machzik b'beiso mishorsin einam yehudim u'myachil l'chem chedil l'chem b'levadam imoysa chedil chay b'mezuzah. If you have in your home help, and the help you have, you give for them, you give the help, you give them their maid's room, so do you have to have a mezuzah on their room? So the answer is a shayla. V'nir dechayev, he says a chiddush, dechadochadiras yisrael hi, la'avodav, eihol zichayev. Because since it's your room, and it's your room for your servants, you're chayev, even though the servants are not Jewish, you're mechuyev to put for them up a mezuzah. Unbelievable. V'ladomi l'maskir b'yisrael le'in Yehudi. If you rent, if I have a home and I lease a room in my basement, I lease my attic, I lease my whatever, I'm the owner and I lease it to a non-Jew, I have no obligation to put mezuzos in the home that the real estate which I own that I'm leasing to a non-Jew. So you will argue, so if I have a home and I'm not leasing it, but I'm giving these rooms, designating these rooms as for the maid, for a servant to stay there, I also should have no obligation. It's a fundamental difference. There, it's not even my rishus. The rishus is not mine. I've relinquished rights over the rishus by giving it to my servants. Who I'm leasing it to. Whereas a maid or I'm not relinquished the rishus. It's my rishus. It's just that this is where they sleep. Yeah.
If someone owns an apartment house,
yeah,
and there are Jews and non-Jews living there, and it's owned by a Jew, does he have a chiyuv to put a mezuzah? At the entrance
of the building, yes. But in the individual apartments, no.
Even though he has a key to get in, he has a right to get in the landlord at any time.
He doesn't. That's not called. Doesn't matter. It's not mine. I don't, he doesn't really have a right to go in. That's what he says. You rent, renting it doesn't matter. When you rent it out to someone else, it's not. That's halacha schiris. Schiris is to some degree equivalent to selling. in at least in regard to the halacha of mezuzah, if you own the building and you rent out the apartments, you have absolutely no obligation to put a mezuzah on the apartments.
Like a two-family house.
You have no obligation. It's not my problem. A two-family house. I have no obligation. Once I relinquish my control over the reshus, I am exempt from putting up a mezuzah. On the other hand, if I own the reshus and I have a hotel, I have a Jewish hotel, and I own the whole building, and I have 50 rooms for the waiters, for the cook, for the waiters, for all of the staff, for the security. Okay, Trump Tower, they have a whole big fight with Trump over the Secret Service. They threw him out. Trump wants the Secret Service to pay a hoin rav, astronomical amount of money. The government should pay him astronomical amount of money to rent space to the Secret Service in Trump's moment. So the Secret Service says, you're crazy. We're not paying you this outrageous rent. We'll pay you what the going rate. We're not paying you. You want to go charge us an astronomical amount of money for your own safety? Ridiculous. So they pack themselves up and they left. They go sit down in a trailer out in the street. So if you relinquish your rishus, So this is the very important idea over here. So when it comes to, if you have a hotel and you own the rooms, and all the people in these rooms, the waiters and the servants, they're all part of your staff, then you are mechuyev to put a mezuzah on every single one of those rooms, even though there are non-Jews living there around the clock. So let's go further.
Own an apartment house in Kiryas Yoel.
Yeah.
Are you mechuyev?
No, you're not mechuyev. They're mechuyev. They're mechuyev. The people who rent the apartment is mechuyev. Once you rent the space, you have no obligation whatsoever. Whoever rents has that their obligation. Let's go further.
Because
you also go there, right? You also go into the apartment building. Definitely, because if you have an office in the building, you go there, or even if you don't, if it's your building, and you have access. Pasha says you have an obligation to do so. V'loy dami l'maske beisulei Yehudi depati mishum de mezuzah choyvas hador hi. The mezuzah is the one who lives. K'mash shakos ha-mesim v'resha li'alef d'chosim l'nikri diras Yisrael d'schirus l'shaitoi k'mem karhu l'kama dvarim. Schirus. Okay, here are the key words. Rental. Rental for the moment. For a period of time is equivalent to a sale with regard to many areas of halacha. L'kama dvarim aval hacha. When it comes over here to a hired help, living in your home on your premises, aval hacha diras Yisrael hi. It's the dear of a Jew. Umitam zeni olid the gam chedi hamiyuchel leketanim chay minatoy minazuzah. And therefore he extrapolates. If you have a room, a playroom, children play in this room. They don't even know what's going on. It doesn't matter since it's your home and your children are under your authority. You have an obligation to put a mezuzah on this room before he says min chinuch. He's switching over here. Before he said the reason why you need to put a mezuzah on a room that's miyuchad for children is midin chinuch. The children should see what a mezuzah is. Now he's switching. He's saying it's more than chinuch. It's me'ikar hadin. If I own this reshus and the children are under my authority, under my jurisdiction, I have an obligation. Just like if I have a hotel and I have rooms that I host my help, I have an obligation to put a mezuzah, even though these people are not Jews.
A door that leads to a roof.
A door that leads to a roof. So Ikra, then the answer is no. You do not need a mezuzah, but it doesn't hurt. If you want to put a mezuzah, you can. Okay, we're going to come to some of these things later on. We'll come to some exactly. A lot of exiles of mezuzah b'zman hazeh, there is no chiv. And the nafkamin is you do not make a bracha if you're just putting a mezuzah on that for that alone. But if you want to put up a mezuzah, then there is no harm done. If you want to go put up a mezuzah, like a classic example on the staircases and the elevators, so you don't make a bracha. You definitely do that. Certainly not in a public building. That's for sure not. Let's say in a private home, you have an elevator in your private home. Some people have elevators for they have needs, and their mamash has a tzuras pesach whole thing. So if you put up the mezuzah, you do not make a bracha. There are many examples. That will come to that later on. What? A garage, yes. Only without a bracha. A garage without a bracha. Any storage, even a closet, a walk-in closet. If it has a 16 square feet, or really more, it should really be a 36 square feet. 6 by 6. 36 square feet is chayv in a mezuzah. If it's 36, and does that have to be square? It's machloikas. Some say you have to have a square of 36 square feet. 36 square feet squared. If you go its narrow angle here and there, so some opinions say you do not need a mezuzah. Some say if the whole surface area is 36 square feet, even if it goes in and out, it's chayiv in a mezuzah, at least without a bracha. We'll see more later. Halacha dalet. V'chiyuv mezuzah lav dafka b'bayis ador ba v'hu b'nei b'esoy v'ochlem v'shoysim v'shenim sham. Lav dafka, a place where you live. V'hu adin imrak m'shtamish b'y b'ezet hashmish chay b'mezuzah. Even if you just use it as a work area, your office, you have a basement office, or you have an exercise room, or you have the laundry room, any place where you use, u'lechein shanu chacham b'yoma, the Beis HaTeven, his storage facilities. Ubeis HaBakar, Ubeis HaEitzim, place where you store your wool, you store your animals, your straw, or the refes, bakar, and a barn for animals. The lulin, and chicken coops. The cheder, a room, umartef, a wine cellar. Shemunachim sham, oitzros yayin v'shemen, oitzshar mine peiros, oimin schoira, or merchandise. Chayav b'mezuzah, a warehouse. A warehouse, it's chayiv in the mezuzah. The Raya's Torah says that uvisharecha uchasavtam al mezuzos beisecha uvisharecha on your city gates. You don't sleep in the street. Rachmana litzlan, a homeless person is not a healthy thing. So, but yet it's not meant to be. And yet you chayiv in the mezuzah on the city gates. So therefore, so to anything else, even the lav dafka, do you sleep and eat? You're not allowed to eat in the street, and Rachman al-Tzlan, no one should be a homeless person. And yet you're mechuyv to put a mezuzah on the city gate. So to a place where you do not eat and you do not sleep, likewise has an obligation for a mezuzah. You have to have the mashkoif from the mishtei mezuzahs. You have to have all of the rules. And they're not the only one mezuzah, we'll see.
If you have a barn with horses, every stall might need a mezuzah.
Possibly, in a chanami. That's right. So that's what it says later on. Later on, he goes on to say that if it's a mutonah, there's an odor, there's an odor, then you're not mechuyev. So lechayra in a barn, it's a makom mutonah. If you have a ultra high tech, look, today there's a real shiloh. You think I'm joking? There's a real shiloh. Why don't we have a mezuzah on the bathrooms today? I'm not joking.
Why we don't?
Our bathrooms today are not our palaces compared to people's homes go back a few hundred years.
Are we allowed to make a bracha?
Not everyone, okay, not my bathroom, that's for sure. But someone.
We're allowed to make a bracha in our bathrooms?
Very likely, yes. As long as there's no odor and it's clean. And it's Me'ikar Hadin, we won't say it's a Graf Shel Rei, that the toilet is a Graf Shel Rei. I'm not so sure.
If it's clean and it's covered,
today, you know, the material, the enamel, the technology they have today for toilets is just light years ahead of anything that ever existed. And nothing, you know, so there are many, I think he holds that when you brush your teeth, when you go into the bathroom to brush your teeth and to get ready in the morning, I think he holds that as long as it's clean in the bathroom, you're allowed to be mahar in learning. Which technically should be aser. In the Beis HaMerchatz, in the Beis HaKisei, you're not allowed to be mahar in learning. So we're not going to make a bracha. You're not going to find any.
You're dressed,
and it's clean. And it's clean.
It's a story. Lubavitcher once went to visit a dormitory.
Yeah.
In the apartment house, and they had a bathroom. And they asked him that shayla, and he said, just put a little curtain between the urinal and the.
And you can do whatever you want. Right, you do whatever you want. A lot of you're saying today, a lot of people, even private people, when they build bathrooms, say religious. It's very, very fascinating how it's a very real Baruch Hashem, Iskasher Dore. People build bathrooms, they build a sink
outside.
But a lot of times you see people when they have room, they have a lot of space, they bedavka build the sink in a place where they can make the bracha. They wash it, like they have a guy, it doesn't make a difference. But it's even if it's a different cheder, if it's a different, it's like an awning, there's some type of. So then you can make the bracha. And because otherwise, if it's in the same guy, what's the difference? Right next to the toilet is the sink. What do I care?
The toilet doesn't need that in the mezuzah anyway because it's too small.
He's saying the room itself is too small. It's not 20. He's saying the cheder is not 36. It's not 36 square amas.
We don't have to go there.
Okay, 36. Okay, but you know, the real example really is really in yeshivas, and like a lot of yeshivas, they don't religious public bathrooms that's being built by a religious group is very different. The architect and the contractors are shaken up when they're told, no, don't put the sink inside the bathroom. Mm-hmm. I'll give you an example. Chaim Berlin, they built a building about 25 years ago. Beautiful building, okay? Beautiful, fantastic building. It cost them many, many, many millions. So they built, one of the things, everything you do in life is always in response to what you had before. I remember the old Chaim Berlin, you didn't go to the bathroom. You had to go to the bathroom in the old Chaim Berlin, you go home. It was really, really that bad. It was really, really bad. Okay, the old building in the Chaim Berlin, and if anyone remembers, it was a real problem.
Which building are you talking about?
I'm talking about in here in Flatbush. That's before my time. It was a real, real problem. I'm not joking. I'm not just telling you this. So what do they do? So everything in life is always a reaction to what was before. So when you're sitting down to build a building, I have to take a bathroom. Oh, now's the chance. Now's our chance to get it right. So you go to the other extreme. And you don't just build a bathroom. You build a bathroom. Okay? You do it the right way. And the Baruch Hashem, they did it the right way. Okay? But they also, interestingly, they put in the Beis Akisei, they put three sinks. Let me say my piece. They put three sinks in the Beis Akisei, in the Beis Akisei Mamish, right? In the area where the toilets are. And they put also, you know, the towels and the hand dryer and everything. In addition to this, okay, and that was the Beis Akisei, that's what the architect, a non-Jewish architect, certainly designed the Beis Akisei. And he built the bathroom and he built the sinks all in one big room. It's perfectly fine, right? Then in the lobby, outside the bathroom, there's a dining room. And in the dining room, you have to have a sink to go wash your hands, right? So in the lobby, they built six sinks to accommodate, to be used for the Talmidim when they go and they eat lunch or breakfast or dinner, so you have to wash. You're not going to go into the bathroom to wash, right? You're not going to go to the bathroom, even though we used to go to the bathroom to wash. That's what was in the old building. That's how it was in the high school. You go to the bathroom to wash because there's nowhere else to wash. But now they're building a new building, so you have a dining room and you have also a washing station, right? So what happened over the last 25 years? Kimat. No one ever uses the sinks inside the bathroom. No one. Everyone goes to the Beis Akisei, and you have to wash your hands. You go out of the Beis Akisei, and everyone washes in the washing stations that are in the lobby. So, as you wash, you can make the Berachas Asher Yotzar, as you dry your hands. As the halacha is, you're supposed to wash before you dry your hands, you're supposed to make the Berachas Asher Yotzar. Because if you're in the bathroom, you can't do that. So it turns out, those sinks that they built was a total waste of money, because for 25 years, the only ones who I've ever seen use those sinks are the janitors.
No, I use it all the time. I wash my face.
Are the non-Jews.
You wash your face out when you wash your hands?
Well, I don't wash my face in the middle. Okay, but... So what? How do we get into this type of discussion? We got into this type of discussion because you don't put a mezuzah on a makom mitunef, like you just said, a stool. A mezuzah. You don't put a mezuzah on a makom mitunef. Even though technically speaking, the place that we have today are not mitunef due to technology, advanced technology, there is no odor, there is no davashal mamash, the materials are clean, are sparkling clean due to technology, and in addition to that, there is soap, and there is all different types of things they put inside of the toilets, inside of the urinals, which, when the toilet is flushed, it brings out a pleasant fragrance, which takes away all of the problems. So lechayra, if someone would make a bracha in the Beis Akisei b'zman hazeh, it's not a bracha levatala. Okay, it would not be a bracha levatala. You can't say that. It's impossible to say that. And therefore, it's very interesting. Is lechayra, you would argue you should have put up a mezuzah. But that you're not going to do, because you're not going to put a mezuzah on the Beis Akisei, even though Rav Scheinberg says that if you basically say it's clean, you can be maharer in learning, and even though there's no question that if you make a bracha by mistake, it's not a bracha levatala, and you're not going to make another bracha. But to go put up a mezuzah, no. That far, you're not going to go. That's not a cover for the mezuzah. To put up a mezuzah on a market that's miyuchid for timuf. Let's go further.
To wear a hat.
To wear a hat. That's a total nonsense, mishigas, in my opinion. Now, a talis shal mitzvah you take off. Talis, I know, I've seen it also. A talis shal mitzvah you take off. You're not supposed to wear a talis in the Beis HaKiseh. It's a talis shal mitzvah. But a talis katan, that's not the talis, that's not chosh, that you can wear. You can wear your tzitzis. What about tzitzis? Davar shel kedusha. Davar shel tzitzis is a davar shel mitzvah. You have to take tzitzis. If you can take the tzitzis into the Beis HaKiseh, al achas kam v'kam, you can take the black hat to the Beis HaKiseh. Why not a strimal? Why not? They attack at the minute, they don't do. They hold to be a malbush shel mitzvah. Okay. What? A sefer lechatchilanat.
Two coverings.
You have a bencher. So the bencher, you're supposed to keep it wrapped. It's a double wrapped. This is the problem. I have the deer shoe calendar. So is this a problem, taking the Beis HaKiseh? I don't know. Why should it be a problem? I don't know. There's no real Torah. It's just dates. Mar Mekoymois. Maschilin simin ayin tes at emsa sif aleph. Afilu im yeshlo. Is that called Torah? That I'm not taking the Beis HaKiseh? I don't think so. I can't. Well, here they have in the beginning. They have chidushim in the beginning in Agdama. There's no Yerotzen over here. I don't know. Maybe you shouldn't take this Beis HaKiseh. Well, careful. What?
If I have a safer and a trap in the double shopping bag,
mutter, l'chatchil, if it's double wrapped, it's mutter. If it's double wrapped, it's perfectly mutter. That's the advantage of having a smartphone. Because
did
a smartphone, what?
Oh, God.
You see? This is the advantage. You see? You have a smartphone. Here, on both sides. A smartphone, right? Smartphone, one click of the button, I have benching, I have my desktop benching, I have Sif Aria, I have your Kol Torah Kula. I have your Kol HaTorah Kula and Kol Davar Asur.
When you erase something, you're not erasing
it. I turn it off. It's off. It's mutter. No shayla about it. No shayla about it. Okay, let's go fight
that.
That's the shayla. You turn on the phone. Depends who you ask. Okay, weiter. Let's go weiter. So what else? Okay, a kittel. Can you wear a kittel? All right. Can you wear a kittel in the Beis HaKiseh? In Yom Kippurim, people go in the kittel. Yes, you can wear the kittel in the Beis HaKiseh. The minhag ha'olam is to take off the tal. It's not an ikar hadin. The minhag ha'olam is a talis, a beged shel mitzvah. So the minhag is to take off the talis, but the minhag is to remain on with the kittel and the hat for sure. And you're telling me that a strimal minig is not to wear?
Gartel.
A gartel? You don't wear the Beis HaKiseh?
I think it
depends if you got it from
depends
the
depends how long you wear it.
I take mine off.
Could be. Do you take off the gartel?
I had a line.
Very interesting.
No, that's.
Yeah, you take off?
It's like you have for two. That's how I was told.
You know, they get gangrene.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be. So it's a hat, Michel de Tvila?
Of course.
That's what he used to say.
Is it Yuchel Tvila?
We'll discuss the Siva Minach.
Weiter. Let's go weiter.
Minik Taif.
Okay, let's go farther. I'm up to the top. Let's try to cover some ground. Let's try to cover some ground on page 182 on the top on the left column. Ikri Pesach Kemavur B'Reish B'Ervin V'Harei B'Chatzeroyz V'Chavoyz Leka Yeshiva Kavua. The Torah says, Uvish Orecha. A mezuzah is to be affixed to the entrance of the city. In the city square, there is no food. You don't eat in the street. You do not sleep in the street. And yet you mechuyev to put a mezuzah. So therefore, lachas kam v'kama in your home, even in a location in your home where you do not eat and you do not sleep, you mechuyev to put a mezuzah. That is the important principle from the Aruch HaShulchan. Elahilch v'alma. What do you do in the city? You walk around. The kol shekein. So how much more so in your own private home? Be'elu sheyesh sham tashmishim. In the laundry room, in your exercise room, in your painting room, in your office, wherever you have over there, these are rooms which you use. Even if you do not use it there, you don't go there alone. You work there with other people. which are not non-Jews, Mikol Mokom Dirasahi, it's your property, the Chayeves B'mezuzah, period. Next Shiloh, what about a prison? Ubeis Hoasurim Chayev B'mezuzah, it's a Gemara. That's a Dira. It's Mamish, it's not a very pleasant Dira. Not a pleasant Dira, believe me. I went to visit someone there, boy, I had nightmares. I still have nightmares.
Yeah, it has to have a door.
What? Of course it's a door. There's a
door. It's not a door.
What do you mean it's not a door? Of course it's a door. Of course it's a door.
What's an Eruv?
What? It's a door. It's lovot. Just because the door, you can see through the door and there are holes in the door. It's less than three tvachim. You know, first of all, who says you need a door altogether? Who says you need a door? You don't need a door. You sing a lama shavar. I'll tell you a good var. You remind me of a very good Rab Chaim. Rab Chaim Halevi. He was a Baal Chesed to an absurd degree. His degree of Chesed, no one understood his degree of Chesed. He in his home, people would come,
take out all the clothing,
take out all the furniture, take out all the Svarim. At the Kach, once he had a whole bookcase of Svarim. So people would come, they would borrow the Svarim. They just walk in. There was no such thing as knocking on his door. You walk in, it's an open house. You walk in, people slept on the floor, they sleep all on his own bed they slept in. Whatever they wanted, they did. Someone came and take it. One guy took one safe, another safer. It got to the point where there were no Sfarim on the bookcase because every yukel borrowed a safer. So another guy walks in and all of a sudden he takes away the whole bookcase. So he stops him and he says, "What are you taking away the bookcase?" So he says, "You don't need it. You have no Sfarim. You have no Sfarim anyway. Everyone borrowed his Sfarim. They took away." Okay, that's how absurd this chesed was. So someone asked him, "Rebbe, why do you have a door on your home? Anyway, it's open all the time and people, there's this traffic coming in and out of the door. What do you need the door for? Let me take the door." So he says, "No, the reason why I want to do it is because I'm chayish, I want to be machmel l'shitas harambam, we don't pass it like this, but it's a chumrah, that you're not chayiv in a mezuzah unless you also have a delas. It's not enough just to have the mezuzah and the mashkaif. You also need a delas. So the mela for the chumrah that I should be chayiv in the mezuzah deraisa lefi the Rambam, well, the salvatrix is very little to the Rambam, don't take away the door yet. Even though the door is open 24/7, okay, because everyone is going back, but there still needs to be a door, so I should be chayiv in the mezuzah. So you're touching upon a very good point. We don't paskin like that. You've never seen a situation where a door, if there's no door, there's no mezuzah. Any opening.
You need a mashkaf, right?
You need a mashkaf.
So let's say you would put two poles over here.
Okay, we discussed that.
Is it a mashkaf?
Just because you put two poles does not mean there's an entranceway.
Let's say you put a wall on each side.
If you make it into an entranceway, then the answer is yes.
So
if you have two poles here, hold up the ceiling, right? If this ceiling, it would be chashon, would collapse. You put up two poles, and everyone would walk in between the two poles. That's not called a Pesach.
But let's say you put sheetrock.
Yeah, then it's a Pesach.
But where's the mashkaf? The ceiling is the mashkaf.
The ceiling is the mashkaf. Okay, we haven't gotten there yet. It's a very complicated halachas. You don't need to have mamash and mashkaf. You have to have even a flat surface, and you don't even need the left side. The left side can be flush, can be part of a pre-existing wall where it doesn't even stand out. You just need to have on the right side something that sticks out. Belin Neder, we'll come to these things, and there were some pictures, some illustrations.
But
that's a different sugya, yeah.
An Erev in the driveway.
In Erev, so Tzuras HaPesach, for the laws of Eruvim, do not require a mezuzah. Obviously, why not? It's a very interesting question. It's a very, very interesting question. I don't know the answer. Obviously, the laws of Tzuras HaPesach with regard to Eruvim are not choshev enough to require there to be a mezuzah. The whole essence of a Tzuras HaPesach, of an Eruv, is you make a series of Tzuras HaPesach. It's everything is just one long continuous. So you should be chayiv in the mezuzah.
Can you imagine the problems that would multiply?
Okay, so obviously Chazal did not go so far. Yeah, Atzuras HaPesach is a lomnisha. Atzuras HaPesach is obviously not a real wall. It's a lomnisha wall. It's a lomnisha wall which the Torah sanctions, the Torah says is valid for the laws of halacha, for Shabbos. But just because it applies the laws of Shabbos, it has not it never made its way into Yeridea.
Maybe it was envision like a temporary. Every Friday we'll put up, Sunday
it's
we'll
a lamdasha wall. The laws of Eruvim are very mystical. It's laws, Hilchos Orchayim, Hilchos Shabbos, Ervin, Hilur and Yerodea. Hailuchud v'hailuchud. Yerodea has its set of requirements, Hilchos Shabbos has its set of requirements. We're not going to mix. Okay, let's do one more halach, V'da halacha ha'hei. V'davka diras koid. Okay, only a deer of honor is chayv in the mezuzah, l'pachas she'en shal mezuzah, at least, even if it's not in the chubit, at least it's not going to be mezuzah, v'shal tinuf, and I've discussed. Avol shall bezoyin, I shall tinuf part of the ulchein beis hakisei, or beis hamerchatz, a mikveh as well. A mikveh is the status of beis hamerchatz. Ulchemosh yesh lashirim chedil lemerchatz. They have a special room lemerchatz. Emdim shom am bat os bathhouses. Ubeis haborski tannery shop where they prepare the hides. It stinks. Ubeis hatfila mikveh. All of these places, peturim lefiyash enim asuim ladiras kovayit. The ain zah kovayit shemaim liyos sham mezuz. It's not a kovayit shemaim that shemaim is in these rooms. The ain lishol dilma dilamula on high time. I don't need a reason. This reason, there's a much better reason. V'ha kevon duhu makim tinuf u'makim erva harayesh isul lahachnis sham davar kadosh. That's not a kasha. The yeshleimar dim shem zeh hayoch ha'heter aydei kisu lechassim mezuzah. You can put a mezuzah in a beis hakisei and just cover it. Just have them. There's a whole. Be a whole industry. Just special mezuzahs for the base hakisei. Think about that. The industry. So this. So you can cover it. No, kamo shemutu likones bekemia. Just like you can walk into a base hakisei with a kamea amulet, which has Hashem's name, as long as it's doubly covered. You go to base hakisei with a bencher in your pocket. Many people will go with the adventure, doubly wrapped. You have a sitz, some people have always in the pocket 24/7, a little bencher, a little ma'arvin, chamayrif, and they have it in a pouch, within a pouch. Yeah. Oh, how are you allowed to go in? So it's mutter, l'chatchila.
A
wallet, and the wallet is an insert. So that's also the wallet, plus you put in the insert, so you have over here suddenly it's covered.
Plus the pocket itself is a
pocket. It's like there are many heterim, all different types of heterim for this, but what you see from this over here is that l'chatchila, no one's going to tell you that it's not so different. Just like you can do l'chatchila, so you should put a mezuzah on the Pesach on the Pesach Kisei and have it covered so it should not be exposed to the odor, exposed to the erva. So the answer is, it doesn't matter. It's not a makom diras kavod. Uvesifrei kodesh lebeis uvesifrei kodesh v'sakisei shem mechusas. It's mutar k'mar shakasa b'sim reish pei beis. We brought mezuzah shal shalpi roiv kruchim. In any event, the mezuzah anyway, according to halacha, anyway wrapped, it's rolled and it's covered with saran wrap and it's put into a case. So technically, you can put a mezuzah on a beis hakisei because anyway it's covered. Roiv kruchim osim b'niyar and b'barzel or be'etz ve'ein isur mitam zeh ulechein tzrichin letam. The ain zed diras kavoid. The loy chayvu rachman and b'hachin until he was not chayvu with sandiras kavoid. The in dumya the bais a house v'shar shem derech kavoid period. The lav davka potter do adin she'oser. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. The Rosh Hashulchan says don't think that you're potter, but if I want to be machnir, I want shmira in the bais akisei. What's so terrible? You need shmira wherever you go. So maybe you're technically potter, but if you want to be machnir, you can be machmir. No, that's a toast. It's oser. It is forbidden to affix a mezuzah to a beis hakisei to a din she'asalas sham mezuzah be'elu amakomo shemevaze. It is a disgrace to the kavod shamayim.
So
okay.
The jails where they have the bathrooms, you can't put.
You can't put a mezuzah. Oh, in a jail cell where there's an exposed toilet. Very good point. Very, very good point. I don't know the answer.
So the holes you put, not
it's a very tough question. You're saying a very good point. Right? See, we've all seen this jail cells, especially in the higher security types of prisons. Yes. So there is a toilet in the room itself, an exposed toilet. But mitzad sheni, that's where the person sleeps. It's zikudira. So what are you going to say? Look, if you have a bedpan in the room, you put a mezuzah, you just cover the bedpan, right? If a person is in a room, an elderly person, in a nursing home, you have a very nice room, and there's a bedpan. Every hospital room has a bedpan, has a plastic, they have that plastic bedpans in the closet. They have it ready. So you're not going to put a mezuzah? Of course you're going to put a mezuzah. Igor is the sleeping, the bed. So the bedpan, you cover it. When you're not using it, you cover it. So l'chayra, I'm just guessing. What? You can cover it. You can cover it. Or it's clean. So even if you don't lie, let's say the prison doesn't allow, but it's clean, it's clean, right? They're not going to tolerate a filthy. They're not going to tolerate a filthy thing in the room. They're going to clean it. So I'm assuming that in such a situation, Rachman Litzlan, where your primary living quarters are there, and you happen to have there also a toilet, as long as it's generally covered or it's clean, l'chayro yichayiv in a mezuzah. These are mekaymos and a meyuchid ach verak for a davar tinuf. That's where it's aser.
Pardon my ignorance. What's the shower of the prison? You know, I have a long-term lease. You don't own it. You're not renting it.
How long are you?
You're not the owner. You're not the owner. But this is something that's given to you. Even though you're right, technically it's not your property.
Yeah, well, it could be.
Technically,
about the jails that they had 200 years ago, we actually did pay for you.
Well, today it's not no gay because they wouldn't even let you today. The government would let you put up a mezuzah. They wouldn't let you. They'll let you put a mezuzah on the Oval Office, but they won't let you put a mezuzah on a prison cell. Not Mastava. So only it's not Nogea. It's Nogea in Eretz Yisrael. That's where it's Nogea. Yeah. In Eretz Yisrael, there it's a Jewish state.
Oh, they have a big, nice mezuzah when you go to jail. That's the heksher of the badats.
Are you speaking from that spirit?
Okay. Certainly in Eretz Yisrael, there are maximum security prisons in Eretz Yisrael for Jews. No doubt about it. Let's not fool ourselves. And so, do they have a mezuzah? I don't know, so that's what we ask the Shiloh. They have a toilet inside the room and they sleep on the room itself. So the mezuzah, as far as the owning it, the chayra, if they give it to you for a prolonged period of time, it's no less than leasing it, no less than renting it. If this is what's given to you as miyuchet for you, it becomes to a certain degree in halacha. Not legally, but halacha, it's yours. So the chayra mezuzah. All right, let's stop here and let's not think about these things.
We said a boat doesn't leak, right?
What?
A boat.
No.
So then the airplane doesn't need either.
The airplane
is
boat.
Exactly like a boat.
Right, exactly.
Exactly, yes. Not a, exactly an oval hole.
Yeah.
The door is an airplane.
I'm sure
it's
the Dreamliner... I'm sure... Why do you have a first class? There are plenty of entranceway. I'm sure on an airplane you can find many parts of the airplane.
To the cabin, to the pilot.